Welcome to Rayleigh Meets on the Move. Join us as we explore how to overcome the challenges and unlock the secrets to enhancing your dating experiences on the go, making them more enjoyable than ever before. In today's episode, we'll cover the fascination with twin flames as intense spiritual connections, the positive impact of a supportive partner on relationship satisfaction, the importance of trust formation and deep understanding in relationships despite lacking scientific evidence, the qualities of constantly learning, emotional openness, and facing fears in both twin flame and great relationships, the challenges and rewards of intense relationships, and the importance of forgiveness, personal growth, and timing, and how nurturing a deep connection, regardless of the label, requires communication and growth. So you think you might have found your twin flame, huh? Or maybe you're just in dire need of a really good therapist. Hey, no judgment here. As a psychologist and relationship expert, I've come across countless stories about twin flames, that intriguing concept in the spiritual world that explains why you find yourself so obsessed with someone. Now, before we get into it, I have to admit that the idea of twin flames isn't exactly backed by peer-reviewed studies. Yeah, I know, quite shocking. But hey, that doesn't mean we can't explore it through a fascinating lens. So let's grab our sage and embrace a healthy dose of skepticism as we dive headfirst into the magical world of twin flames. Picture this. Mercury is in retrograde, and we're about to uncover the 10 signs that may indicate you found your twin flame. Or, you know, maybe you just need that fabulous therapist. Get ready for a roller coaster ride of emotions, a journey that might just make you question everything you thought you knew about love and connection. So buckle up, my friend, because we're about to embark on this wild adventure of self-discovery and spiritual connections. Get ready to uncover what truly lies beneath the surface of your intense relationships. Are you prepared to discover if you found your twin flame? Let's find out together. You know those people who always manage to bring out the best in you, like a triple shot espresso on a Monday morning? Well, if your partner is one of those people, then congratulations. You may have found your twin flame, or maybe just a really supportive partner. Or hey, maybe it's just your caffeine addiction. It can be hard to tell sometimes. Now, the idea of twin flames might not have scientific validation, but research published in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology suggests something interesting. It turns out that partners who support each other's personal growth tend to have higher levels of relationship satisfaction. So whether you believe in twin flames or not, it's clear that having someone who encourages your growth is a pretty great thing. So whether your partner is your twin flame or simply an amazing catch, make sure to cherish that growth-promoting energy they bring into your life. After all, having someone who believes in you and pushes you to be the best version of yourself is a priceless gift. So, have you ever met someone and felt like you've known them forever? Like you're on the same wavelength and can finish each other's sentences? Well, if that sounds familiar, you might be experiencing the "have we met before" syndrome. It's that bizarre feeling of déjà vu mixed with a rom-com meet-cute. But hey, who's to say it isn't just a result of watching too many Hallmark movies? It's a thin line. Now, I should mention that there's no scientific evidence for past life connections. However, research published in the Journal of Social and Personal Relationships suggests that certain relationships can form rapid trust and create a sense of familiarity. So whether it's a cosmic connection or just some really good chemistry, enjoy that instant bond. And what about those times when your partner seems to know you better than you know yourself? It's like they can read your mind, right? Well, that could be a sign of finding your twin flame. But hey, let's not jump to conclusions. Maybe they're just really good at Google stalking. Either way, it's pretty impressive. You see, while twin flames aren't a psychological concept, research in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology suggests that long-term couples can develop a shared cognitive system. This can lead to improved understanding and prediction of each other's thoughts and behaviors. So whether it's a spiritual connection or simply great communication skills, that deep understanding between you two is like relationship gold. If you and your partner are constantly learning from each other like you're enrolled in some cosmic university, you might be twin flames. Or just really curious people. Or possibly both. It's amazing how intellectual stimulation and growth can be crucial factors in relationship satisfaction. Research in the Journal of Social and Personal Relationships confirms this. So, whether you're cosmic counterparts or just really compatible nerds, keep learning together. Now let's talk about emotional openness. If you feel completely comfortable being emotionally naked around your partner, metaphorically speaking, or not, I don't judge, you might have found your twin flame. Or just a really safe and accepting relationship. Either way, it's pretty great. Self-disclosure and vulnerability are key in developing intimacy in relationships. This is supported by research in the Journal of Social and Personal Relationships. So, whether you're cosmic mirrors or just really good communicators, cherish that emotional openness. And what about facing fears? If your partner helps you face your fears like a personalized exposure therapy session, you might be dealing with a twin flame, or just a really supportive partner, or possibly a very pushy personal trainer. The important thing is that secure attachment in relationships can help individuals face fears and challenges more effectively. This is backed by research in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology. So, whether it's cosmic support or just really good teamwork, celebrate that fear-busting energy. Remember, these concepts of twin flames might not have scientific backing, but the research shows the importance of intellectual stimulation, emotional vulnerability, and secure attachment in relationships. So, regardless of whether you believe in twin flames or not, if you have these qualities in your connection, you're on the right path. Keep learning, opening up, and facing fears together. All right, let's dive into the intriguing world of relationships and explore the different signs and dynamics that might indicate you've found your twin flame. Now, I must clarify that the concept of twin flames isn't exactly scientific, but there's some interesting research out there that sheds light on the complexities of relationships. If your relationship feels like a roller coaster ride with dramatic highs and lows, it might be an indication of a twin flame connection. Or it could simply mean that couples therapy might be in order. It's a bit of a toss-up, really. The Journal of Social and Personal Relationships highlights that intense relationships can be both rewarding and challenging. Acevedo and Aron, 2009. So regardless of whether you believe in cosmic counterparts or not, make sure you find a balance between the intensity and stability of your relationship. Now, let's talk about the power of forgiveness. If you find it easier to forgive your partner for their actions than yourself for indulging in that entire pint of ice cream, it could be another sign of a twin flame connection. Alternatively, it might just indicate that you have low self-esteem when it comes to dessert choices. Research published in the Journal of Family Psychology emphasizes the importance of forgiveness in fostering long-term satisfaction and stability in relationships. Fincham et al., 2006. So, whether it stems from cosmic forces or simply excellent conflict resolution skills, the ability to forgive is like relationship gold. Do you find that your partner constantly motivates you to grow and evolve? If so, you might have discovered your twin flame or perhaps a life coach disguised as a romantic partner. While the concept of twin flames lacks scientific backing, research published in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology suggests that partners who support each other's personal growth experience higher satisfaction and individual well-being, Drigotas et al., 1999. So, whether it's cosmic development or just exceptional mutual support, cherish that growth-promoting dynamic in your relationship. Now, let's address the "it's complicated" status. If your relationship feels simultaneously destined and incredibly challenging, welcome to the twin flame paradox. Or it could be a sign of a regular relationship because, let's be honest, all relationships can be complicated. While twin flames aren't grounded in psychology, research in the Journal of Social and Personal Relationships affirms that even the most compatible couples face obstacles and may not always be ready for a relationship at the same time. Eastwick et al., 2011. So, whether you believe in cosmic counterparts or simply recognize that love takes time and readiness, remember that timing matters. Relationships are fascinating, aren't they? Whether you're pondering the intense emotional roller coaster, the power of forgiveness, the growth-promoting influence of your partner, or the complexities of a relationship, it's important to embrace and understand the dynamics at play. So, whether you believe in twin flames or not, remember that love is a journey filled with twists and turns, and every relationship has its own unique path. Whether you buy into the whole twin flames concept or you think it's just a bunch of hocus pocus, there's no denying that certain signs indicate a profound, meaningful bond. The real question, though, is whether it really matters what you want to label it as. Look, whether your intense connection comes from being two halves of the same cosmic soul or simply having fantastic chemistry and compatibility, the important thing is how you foster and develop that relationship. Because let's be honest, even twin flames have to put in the effort when it comes to communication, trust, and negotiating who gets control of the TV remote. At the end of the day, a label, whether it's cosmic or otherwise, won't magically make a relationship work. It's up to you to make it happen. So, whether you're convinced that you and your partner are twin flames, soulmates, or just two individuals who really click, your focus should be on building a healthy, supportive, and growth-oriented relationship. And hey, it wouldn't hurt to invest in some communication skills and maybe even couples therapy. Even twin flames need a little professional guidance every so often. Anyway, enough talk about relationships. I've got some serious cravings going on. I'm off to find my own twin flame, or maybe just a really delicious pizza. Both options sound equally satisfying right now.
In summary, this podcast explored the fascinating and intense nature of twin flame connections, the importance of a supportive partner in increasing relationship satisfaction, the rapid trust formation and deep understanding that can develop in relationships, the elements of constantly learning and emotional openness in both twin flame and great relationships, the challenges and rewards of intense relationships, and the nurturing of connections through communication and growth, regardless of labels. Thank you for tuning in to Rayleigh, Meets on the Move, where we've explored how to navigate the dating scene while on the go. Remember to subscribe for more valuable insights and advice on making your dating experiences truly unforgettable.